This is Linda Yon. I am really happy to say that Seth Walker made it through all of the arcane directions and found WEMU in King Hall on the EMU campus.
I was wandering aimlessly in some other building.
But you found it.
I made it.
You made it. Made it. So Seth Walker is live in studio here at 89.1 WEMU. Seth Walker will be live at the Arc in Ann Arbor tonight. And you have played there before, but tonight at the Arc in Ann Arbor is your debut as the headliner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that venue. I guess I've played there maybe three times or so with Raul Malo, and I think with the Wood Brothers, I came through with them as an opener.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really excited about coming and doing a whole show.
All right. Well, we started the hour out with a track from Time Can Change, and that's Stronger Than You Need to Be by Seth. And I had Seth pick our opening song. So let's just, you know, talk about this new CD and why you decided that one should be the one that we introduced WEMU listeners to today.
It seems like a 11:15 a.m. kind of song. I've had to choose one. I like that groove and that vibe. I mean, that whole album was, I guess I had been, the last three or four years, I've been touring solo a lot. About half and half, I guess, but I really wanted to record an album, you know, like really intimate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could hear what's going on in there,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that was one of those, that's one of my favorite tracks off that record. It's a very, you know, in your face, up in your kitchen kind of album, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's been going on up in there?
Well, man, just playing and traveling and writing. I've been living in New Orleans, been calling New Orleans home for the last year now. You know, getting some of that juice, which is unbelievable. I'm guessing you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so just been hanging out down there, and God, there's just so much history, and it's just so rich, and it's definitely influencing my music, my vibe.
Okay, so it sounds like then you've really hit some of the great American musical cities.
I have.
Nashville. And Austin, and now New Orleans.
Yeah, it's the research triangle.
I never thought of it that way, but it is.
It is.
Did you just come up with that?
Not just now, but I've that's been my little saying there.
Seth Walker's with me this morning on 89.1. So was it a research triangle kind of thing that you wanted to go and get steeped in New Orleans for your songwriting and your musical experience?
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved that music and been influenced by that music. You know, I love the swamp pop stuff. And, you know, of course I love all of, you know, the Alan Toussaint and the Meters stuff. And of course, Dr. John and just so many records came out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been, moving around inside, you know, it's hard for me to stick to one. You know, I'm not all blues or not all jazz or not all songwriting. And that's what I like about New Orleans, because it's got that mixture, you know, it's that melding of so many different styles of music and styles of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like a good fit. You know, I had gone down there a lot when I lived in Austin. It was a short drive from Austin. So I would go play down there through the years, and I'd always love it. And then it just, the universe just kind of pointed me down there, and it just seemed to work, and there I be.
Okay. Do you live on high ground?
I do live on high ground.
Okay.
I'm on the second story.
You're on the second story. Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah.
You know?
It's really growing big time. It's It's yeah. Since Katrina, it has definitely bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, there's.
I wasn't there prior, but it's a beautiful place to live. It is no shortage of inspiration down there.
Wow. So how long were you in Austin then? Was it about 5 or 6 years?
No, it was 15 years.
15 years
in
Austin.
I did 5 albums out of Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as we were talking earlier, when my uncle, who's a DJ, and she was in Jacksonville, he would send me tapes of a lot of Texas blues guys, T-Bone Walker, Gabe Mouth Brown, Lightning Hopkins, Mance Lipscomb, all this stuff, along with the Piedmont style stuff too, and Chicago stuff. But the Texas stuff, really, for some reason, T-Bone Walker just struck the chord, man. It was just, I guess it was just the uptown thing I loved about it. The jazz angle he had, the sensibility that he had. And of course, when I first started playing guitar, T. Ray Vaughan really grabbed me, you know, by the neck. So that, you know, kind of, you know, was the ignition for me to go over to Austin. Yeah.
From Nashville.
From North Carolina.
From
originally.
North Carolina. Okay.
Austin first, 15 years in Austin, and then I was in Nashville for about 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now
New Orleans.
Okay. Now we've got the research triangle down for Seth Walker, and we'll continue to do our research on this gentleman's interesting career and his interesting music. But why don't you just interest us more with a live number, Seth.
All right. Looks like the sun will shine again. For so long, I couldn't find a friend. 'Cause I have been a-walking down Lonely Avenue, but it's the road I've had to take to get to you. Oh yes, it's true. So many times before I've let a good thing slip away, but when you walk through the door, I'm doing all in my power to make you stay. So babe, wait a minute, stop, hold it right there. Whoa, don't you go nowhere. Now you might think that I'm not the one. Maybe your friends say that I'm just having fun. So let's make this clear, I'm not playing games. I think I love you, and I hope you feel the same. So many times before I've let a good thing slip away, but when you walk through that door, I'm doing all in my power to make you stay. So babe, wait a minute, stop, hold it right there. Whoa, don't you go nowhere. I said, wait a minute, stop, hold it right there. Whoa, don't you go nowhere. I said, wait a minute, stop, hold it right there. Oh, don't you go nowhere.
We had to let the decay go there. Oh, oh, Seth, I had to open my eyes finally. I was just sitting here in my headphones with my eyes closed, listening to that song. And, you know, I came up with this thing of feeling like we almost just had like the Persuasions and some street corner symphony in the studio right now. Can't you hear that song done a cappella by somebody like the Persuasions?
I think that'd be a fantastic idea.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Well,
make that happen.
Seth Walker is my guest this morning on 89.1. Time Can Change. Tell us about that tune you just sang for us.
When did I write that? I guess a year or so before we released that record. And it was. I wrote that song with my friend Jimmy Wallace in Nashville, and he's a piano player. And we were just jamming one day, and it just spilled. It just spilled out one day, just a simple little tune.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the feel. I love that kind of that push and pull. It's almost like old ska in a way. Some of that old ska stuff where it's kind of got that straight and swung thing.
You know? I'm grabbing these CDs too to refer to. Mm. So,
you've got an old one there.
Oh, I do. So that push and pull, and you say that song kind of just fell out. Mm-hmm. Now, but that doesn't happen all the time,
no,
does it?
No,
as
it doesn't.
As a songwriter, mm-mm. What is, you know, and a lot of people will ask this question of a singer songwriter, but what is your process in songwriting? Do you have an idea or talk about your process?
It used to come pretty much strictly from melody.
Mm-hmm.
I would just get a melody in my head driving down the road or what have you. And then I would just kind of start carving it. And a lot of times the first words that you kind of hum, it's weird. You just kind of, it's almost like, you know, speaking in tongues or something. You just kind of, when you're humming out, and you'll say a word, you know. And sometimes that turns out to be the thing. So when I first started writing, it stemmed mostly from melody. And then as I wrote more, I started, you know, really, really concentrate on the lyric first, a concept or a, you know, mm-hmm. a feeling with the lyric. But it's weird. It's an elusive thing. It's, you never know when they're going to show up. And there's only been a few songs that I've written that I don't even really remember carving them out. They just kind of wrote me, you know. And some of them you gotta really whittle and you gotta, you know, work on. Sometimes they'll take a while, you know.
Yeah.
So it's all over the place with it.
Yeah, you know, and I have that experience. Sometimes I'm on the air and a show will just practically play itself, and then other times, like,
yeah,
what am I gonna play? What am I gonna do?
Yeah, you know? I know. It's like that Charles Bukowski thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, in his epitaph, it says, "Don't try." And then it has a pair of boxing gloves. So it's like, fight for what you love, but don't try so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's the yin and yang thing.
It is. It's the
all
yin
over again.
And yang thing. Is there ever, again, Seth Walker is my guest this morning on WEMU. He appears tonight at the ARC in Ann Arbor. Has there ever been a time where you've written a song and said, no, I don't think so. That's too personal. Is that ever happened?
Hmm. Too personal.
Yeah.
Usually like, the ones that are the most personal are always the best ones.
They are. Okay. Yeah. You know, and yeah. So you've had to really pull some stuff out of your own self.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's lots of that. It's therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It is therapy.
All right. Well, let's do another little tune. This one was a huge hit on WEMU, Leap of Faith, the Gary Nicholson collaboration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you like us to share with WEMU listeners from Leap of Faith?
You know, you could play Lay Down. That was one of the songs that I was saying that I don't remember. It happened. I was driving from Austin to Dallas on I-35.
Mm-hmm.
And that melody just came over me. And the whole song, it's like I don't even remember writing it. It was strange. Most of these songs I remember, writing the lyrics down and trying to massaging it and working it out. And that one, like I said, it wrote me. Uh-huh. It's called Lay Down.
Here it is on 89.1.
Sanctifying water, washing on my hands in the river of faith. The darkness, it came over me. It came over me. I got to lay it down. The devil, he put the tempting me, you put the tempting me, and I got to lay this all down. The washing of my hands, the sanctifying water, washing of my hands today. The washing of my hands, the sanctifying water, washing of my hands. River of faith. It's a very inside of me, inside. And I got to lay it all down. So worship, oh, high love, oh, high love. And I got to lay all this down. And I'm washing up my hands, the sanctifying water, washing up my hands today. Washing up my hands in the sanctifying water. Washing up my hands in the river of faith. face. The river of faith washing up my head. River of
faith. 89.1 Jazz, Blues, Soul, Roots. We got it all going this morning with special studio guest Seth Walker and Lay Down. Boy, I think there was something about that song that we all needed to hear today, Seth. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. Yes. This one has a great deal of meaning to you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It does.
And so share that meaning that this one has with WEMU listeners.
Well, it's probably the song that I sing it every night.
You do.
I sing it every night, kind of near the end of the show, just kind of little, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that I wrote by myself. I recorded actually earlier on one of my earlier albums called On the Outside, and I didn't feel like I recorded it right, you know. But it's one that, as I was saying, it came to me while I was, you know, driving that day, and it wrote me, and it's always, you know, been with me. It's one of those gifts, mm-hmm. and I wanted to record it again on this Leap of Faith record, and so it's special in that. It was one that I wrote by myself that was on that album. There's a lot of collaboration with Gary Nicholson on that record. But I thought that one shined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does. It glows. It's just kind of a gentle gleam, though. Now, you talked about, you include that in your show.
Mm-hmm.
As a live performer, how long has it taken you to shape your pacing and your shows, and, you know, what have mm-hmm. you gone through in that process as a performer?
Oh man, lots of trial and error.
Yeah,
it just, the more and more you do it, you know, you find a way, just like your radio show, as you were saying, you know, trying to find that right pacing,
mm-hmm.
what song to play next. And I think just, you know, I like to mix it up, you know, and, you know, not do the same thing over and over again, you know, take the listener somewhere, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I think the main thing I've learned through the years is just to relax.
Uh-huh.
Just be yourself. Sing the songs. Yeah.
Well, I think you maybe that's easier for you because now you live in the Big Easy.
The Big Easy.
Where you know.
It is easy.
It is easy. You just have to take it 1 minute at a time.
Yeah, don't try.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But fight for it.
Seth Walker, guest this morning on 89.1, singing tonight at the Arc in Ann Arbor. Now, you, before we got started, you mentioned that you are working on a new project.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Okay. See if, well, I can... I've been collaborating with Oliver Wood from the Wood Brothers, and I tour a lot with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've probably done, I don't know, half a dozen tours together, and there's definitely a musical, you know, connection there, and personal too. I knew, do you remember Sean Costello?
Sure.
Sean, rest his soul, was a mutual friend of Oliver and I. And we met in Atlanta. Oliver from Atlanta. Actually, they're from Colorado originally, but he's been living in Atlanta. And so we met down there, and then we played one gig together in Ames, Iowa, randomly at this place called The Maintenance Shop. We didn't even know we were going to be on the same bill together. And that's when I first heard the Wood Brothers and immediately went, oh. Because they're doing, they're songwriting, but it's blues and soul. It's so unconventional and
muscular.
It is. It's creative.
Mm-hmm.
It's abstract. It's not. It's this. It's that. I really resonated with their music. And so I've been wanting, you know, I'm always trying to, I don't want to make the same record every time. That seems like there's no point in that. And so this one, I've been working with Ollie on it, and we're going to get in there and cut some tracks next week, actually. And it's going to be something different. Yeah, I'm excited.
Now, could you take literally a leap of faith and maybe play one of those tunes? Could you do some? Could you do a WEMU sort of premiere?
Exclusive.
Can we sneak one in?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, let's see what we can do. All right, we're gonna do this.
Okay, this is let's do it tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. This may be our last day in the sun. Now's the time to walk, not run. 'Cause tomorrow may never come. They say good things come to those who wait, but that's no reason to hesitate. Don't look ahead, don't look back. Let's take this moment and make it last. 'Cause tomorrow may never come. This may be our last day in the sun. Well, let's take our time, let's walk, not run. 'Cause tomorrow may never come. Now the big round moon pulled us together tonight, and being here with you never felt so right. But time has a way of passing by, but it all stands still when I look in your eye. This tomorrow may never come. This may be our last day in the sun. So let's take our time, let's walk, not run. No, 'cause tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. So we gotta enjoy this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. 'Cause tomorrow may never come.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody else is joining me out listening on 89.1 or the stream from WEMU.org. Seth, you do wonderful things with your songwriting, your guitar playing, but you know, again, what you do with the voice. You have like a bunch of different, maybe, voices that live inside you and come out. Mm. Is that always been there, or was that something you had to work on?
That was something that came much later. I never sang growing up. I grew up playing the cello. I was a classical musician. My mother and dad were classical musicians, but there wasn't singing going on. I mean, my dad was kind of a folk. He would sing some folk songs a little bit, but he wasn't a singer really. And it wasn't until I just kind of had, you know, when I first started playing blues, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, those guys sang. So I would just kind of force myself to sing, and I never really liked it, or it was just an outlet. It was just a way for me to get to a guitar solo in the early days. And it wasn't until, honestly, Linda, it probably wasn't until 2006 where I realized, oh, that's my instrument. That's my main instrument over the guitar.
Wow. Did you take any lessons?
Mm-mm. No, I just listened. I just listened and listened and listened and sung poorly a lot. And then, you find, it's just like what you were talking about with our pacing, our set list, or your list on your radio. You find it.
Mm-hmm.
You search and find it.
Well, it seems like you take good care of yourself. It does. At least it seems that way.
It seems that way.
It seems that way. That you take good care of yourself, and as someone who uses a voice, it seems like you know how to breathe, and you know how to power it through. So it must be just something you instinctively put together.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always loved rhythm. I've always loved rhythm, you know, and I like all the great singers of all time have a great rhythmic sense with their singing.
Sure.
You listen to Ray Charles, it's like he's playing the drums with his singing. Or Sam Cooke, or any of those guys, Nat King Cole, any of them. Bob Marley, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, when I started working solo, it even came out more because you don't have that. That's it. You have a guitar and your voice. So those, you know, and then you start to really, you know, you incorporate that as another rhythm instrument, you know. So I think it probably kind of started to grow a little even more when I started doing it solo. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all you've got.
That's all I got. I have no other skill sets.
Oh, I imagine that you do. You know, nobody gets to where you are without, having what you call a skill set, and I'm sure you do. You know, you work hard, man. You do. You know, you may not say you try, but I know you work hard. Seth Walker is my guest. So, do you like performing solo, but you are going to be recording with the Wood Brothers, and you have done performances with the Wood Brothers. Mm. What's the difference between performing solo for you and also then working with a group?
It is different. It is different. It brings, you know, when I'm with a group, there are a lot of things that come out when I have an ensemble behind me. Like when I'm solo, I'm kind of not. It's just this one thing when I'm solo, and it really works, and I really enjoy it because it's so intimate, and you can hear every lyric, and you can, and there's all the space in there, which is great. The space is the place. But with the band, you know, I can kind of get down a little bit more with the guitar stuff, and it's a different show. But I like them both, and I like to, you know, keep it that way. You know, do a little this, a little that.
Mm-hmm. So when people go to the Ark tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What's tonight's show going to be primarily?
Well, I'll be doing songs off Time Can Change record, and I'll go back and do some of the older ones too, and I definitely will be playing a lot of the new material that I'm going to be recording next week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be playing them because I'm going to be singing them into the can next week. So yeah, I'll be doing some of that, and we'll have a good time.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'll go some places.
Yes, you will. we should go to, I think, one more tune, and we'll let you go and get rested up before awesome. Your sound check.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, oh, no, Seth, thank you. It's been a real treat to have somebody live in studio at WEMU today.
You want me to sing one here?
Sure.
All right.
Choose one for us.
Let's see here. How about some blues?
Okay.
You were playing, when I walked in here, you were playing Kenny Burrell.
Indeed. Like,
I am in the right place, man. This is a song I wrote with Raul Malo, actually. But it's kind of a nod to Sam Cooke and Ray Charles. What now? Oh, what now? Now that I've fallen apart, yeah, the question's in my heart. Please tell me, what now? What now? Oh, what now that I'm all alone, with no place to call home, please tell me, what now? How can I even try to start anew? Well, I say it again, where in the world do I begin? Lord, I haven't a clue. What now? Oh, what now? Now that I've lost it all, and there is no one left to call, please tell me what now? Tell me what now? Please tell me what now. Oh, what now? What now? What now? What now? What now? Now that I've fallen apart, the question's in my heart. Please tell me what now.
And he pulls that Gibson up to the mic. Wow. But before I let you go, we're going to talk about that pretty Gibson. Little Gibson.
Oh, it's a 1960, I think, or 61. It's
a
Gibson LG. It's called an LG1.
Uh-huh.
It's actually new to me. I bought it only about a year ago. And it's mine.
Uh-huh. You know where that was built.
Right here in Michigan.
Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. That's right.
Yes, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Yes.
They build some incredible guitars.
I'm a Gibson man through and through. My main guitar is a 1952 Gibson ES-150 arch top that I'll be playing tonight, but I've always been, you know, I started off playing strats.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
So, yeah, well, thank you for bringing in the 61 into the studio.
My little baby.
Yeah, you're a little baby. Seth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
Yes.
Showtime is at 8 tonight at the Arc?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Yeah. All right. And you've just done Columbus, and you're going to do the Arc tonight, mm-hmm. and then you're going to take a little time off?
Yeah, take some time and do some recording next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will head to Texas for a few shows, Austin and San Antonio, I think Houston. And then I will start some extensive touring, East Coast, from Boston all the way down to Florida. Coming up this fall.
So okay, good for
working.
You.
Yeah.
Keep, you know, stay in touch, would you?
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
I love your town and your, and your station.
Oh, we love to serve listeners in Ann Arbor and the Arc. Seth Walker on 89.1. Thank you so much,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
Here we go.
I got a feeling that I just can't hide. It's blowing in the wind like a dandelion. I can't hold back what I know to be true. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I've got a thing for you. I'm not the kind to throw my love around. I'm the first to hesitate, the last to put money down. But when you walk my way, there was nothing I could say or do. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I've got a thing for you. Yes, I do. 'Cause you shine from the inside. Baby, you're fine all the way around. I'm ringing the bell, I'm spreading the news. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I've got a thing for you. Do 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 that, do 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 do, do 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 that, do 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 do. I got a feeling that I just can't hide. It's blowing in the wind like a dandelion. I can't hold back what I know to be true. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I've got a thing for you. Yes, I do. 'Cause you shine from the inside. Baby, you're fine all the way around. I'm ringing the bell, I'm spreading the news. Forgive me, pretty baby, but I've got a thing for you. Oh, yes, I do. I got a thing for you. Oh, yes, I do. I know it to be true. Got a thing for you. You shine, 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 shine on the inside.
Jazz Blues. As you heard in live performance, Seth Walker is just a master of like the fade and dynamics and guitar. That's got I Got a Thing for You, and this is from Time Can Change. Seth will be doing tunes from this recording plus some brand new pieces that he's just about to record with the Wood Brothers. His show is tonight at the Arc in Ann Arbor. We thank our friends from the Arc for helping arrange this appearance in studio for Seth Walker, and of course for all the things that they do for the community. Love working with the Arc. And we love the fact that you tuned in today to 89.1 WEMU or the stream from WEMU.org for live music and conversation. This is 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. We are listener-supported public radio from Eastern Michigan University